Welcome to today's program. I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, and this is The Beauty of Grace. And what a wonderful privilege it is to be with you today and get the opportunity just to share. And I want to talk about something that it's been on my mind for several weeks and, well, several months, I should say. You know, every born-again child of God should be enjoying a life full of peace. You know, Jesus said in John 14:27 in the Amplified, "Peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. But do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed. Do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled." You know, this is really some powerful scriptures here. So I want you to read these scriptures. I want you to read this scripture over and over and over and just meditate on it for maybe 6 or 7 or 10 minutes maybe. And let it just kind of soak in and let the Holy Spirit begin to, you know, talk to you and deal with you. But first of all, I want us to notice that the peace of God offers, you know, it's a special peace. It's not like the world offers. You know, what kind of peace does the world really offer? The world offers a certain feeling of peace. This peace cooperates with everything in your life is going the way you want it to go. But when things are not going the way, the worldly peace flees in a big hurry, and the spirit of upset quickly takes over. But I want you to understand that the peace of Jesus gives operates in good times and in bad times, when you're abounding or when you're abased. You know, His peace operates in the middle of a storm. When you're going through the most difficult time of your life, His peace is right there. You know, it would be wonderful, as far as the carnal mind is concerned, if everything went your way all the time. But we know by experience in the real world, this ain't going to happen. But as a believer, you know, myself, my personal experience, you know, I've tried for years to use my faith to remove anything and everything that I did not like or what I didn't feel good about. And, you know, this caused me a lot of frustration, a lot of discouragement. You know, I was trying to make something happen that cannot and will not happen is always very frustrating. If you can't change people, if you can't change situations, if you can't fix it, you know. But after I spent a little time with the Lord and lived a little bit, you know, I began to realize that I needed to use my faith to calmly and peacefully grow through the storm and the trials of life. I needed to stop allowing the devil to steal my peace every time I turned around. You know, how many of you, this every time you turn around, it seems like there's something different. There's something different coming at you over and over and over. And you're wondering, Lord, I don't understand what's going on with me. I don't understand why I can't have this peace. I can't understand why this situation, you know, people, but I want you to understand something. You know, Jesus was very plain in John 14:27 in the Amplified. He said, "Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed." So the more I read this scripture and began to think about it and ponder on it, the more I realized the Bible was telling me that I was doing it myself. So I've got to realize that I've got to stop allowing myself to be agitated and myself to be disturbed. I got to stop it. He also said in this verse, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Now think about that a minute. Do you ever feel afraid? Do you ever feel troubled? Do you ever feel, you know, when things just don't go your way, do you get discouraged and want to fix it? Or do you really just stand and see the goodness of the Lord and trust Him in every aspect of your life? Do you just rest in that peace? You know, 90% of the things that you're concerned about, 90% anxiety that you have. You know, and everybody deals with a little bit of anxiety, but if you'll deal with something in anxiety, you know, it's E-N-X-I-E-T-Y. If you'll notice, right in the middle of anxiety is a little letter, an I. In other words, it's me. I am the reason for my anxiety. I am the reason for my struggles. I am the reason I'm going through what I'm going through. So Jesus rebuked the disciples in Mark 4:40 for a lack of faith because they lost their peace in the storm. But you notice Jesus didn't lose His peace. He was asleep in the back of the boat. Disciples were in a panic and much upset. Oh, what about you? How would you have been in the back of that boat? Would you have been okay? Would you have peace? If you do not have peace, you are not enjoying your life. Now I want you to really think about that today. If you're going through life and it seems like, you know, you are agitated or you're disturbed or you're going through situations or you're going through turmoil or you're going through situations you don't understand, Peace is really, and we're going to talk about this more in the week, but peace is really the umpire in your life. You know, the umpire in a baseball game is the one that calls you out or safe. He determines whether you stay on base or whether you get off of base. He determines whether you stay at bat or you go sit down with the third strike. So follow after peace, and you'll definitely enjoy life. Jesus left us a special peace, a peace that is there in the midst of the storm. So I want you to understand today that it's my desire for you to spend your days peacefully. Now remember, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You know, I lived a lot of my life in turmoil and still do at times. It seems I was upset about something most of the time, but I've learned from the Word of God how to live in peace. Life experiences have taught me that it is vain and useless to be in turmoil. It only produces more trouble. So I want you to know this is the beauty of grace. Welcome to today's program. I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, and this is The Beauty of Grace. And what a wonderful privilege it is to be with you today and get the opportunity just to share. And I want to talk about something that it's been on my mind for several weeks and, well, several months, I should say. You know, every born-again child of God should be enjoying a life full of peace. You know, Jesus said in John 14:27 in the Amplified, "Peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. But do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed. Do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled." You know, this is really some powerful scriptures here. So I want you to read these scriptures. I want you to read this scripture over and over and over and just meditate on it for maybe 6 or 7 or 10 minutes maybe. And let it just kind of soak in and let the Holy Spirit begin to, you know, talk to you and deal with you. But first of all, I want us to notice that the peace of God offers, you know, it's a special peace. It's not like the world offers. You know, what kind of peace does the world really offer? The world offers a certain feeling of peace. This peace cooperates with everything in your life is going the way you want it to go. But when things are not going the way the worldly peace flees in a big hurry and the spirit of upset quickly takes over. But I want you to understand that the peace of Jesus gives operates in good times and in bad times, when you're abounding or when you're abased. You know, His peace operates in the middle of a storm. When you're going through the most difficult time of your life, His peace is right there. You know, it would be wonderful, as far as the carnal mind is concerned, if everything went your way all the time. But we know by experience in the real world, this ain't going to happen. But as a believer, you know, myself, my personal experience, you know, I've tried for years to use my faith to remove anything and everything that I did not like or what I didn't feel good about. And, you know, this caused me a lot of frustration, a lot of discouragement. You know, I was trying to make something happen that cannot and will not happen. It's always very frustrating. If you can't change people, if you can't change situations, if you can't fix it. You know, but after I spent a little time with the Lord and lived a little bit, you know, I began to realize that I needed to use my faith to calmly and peacefully grow through the storm and the trials of life. I needed to stop allowing the devil to steal my peace every time I turned around. You know, how many of you, this every time you turn around, it seems like there's something different. There's something different coming at you over and over and over. And you're wondering, Lord, I don't understand what's going on with me. I don't understand why I can't have this peace. I can't understand why this situation, you know, people. But I want you to understand something. You know, Jesus was very plain in John 14:27 in the Amplified. He said, "Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed." So the more I read this scripture and begin to think about it and ponder on it, the more I realized the Bible was telling me that I was doing it myself. So I've got to realize that I've got to stop allowing myself to be agitated and myself to be disturbed. I got to stop it. He also said in this verse, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Now think about that a minute. Do you ever feel afraid? Do you ever feel troubled? Do you ever feel, you know, when things just don't go your way, do you get discouraged and want to fix it? Or do you really just stand and see the goodness of the Lord and trust Him in every aspect of your life? Do you just rest in that peace? You know, 90% of the things that you're concerned about, 90% anxiety that you have. You know, and everybody deals with a little bit of anxiety, but if you'll deal with something in anxiety, you know, it's E-N-X-I-E-T-Y. If you'll notice, right in the middle of anxiety is a little letter, an I. In other words, it's me. I am the reason for my anxiety. I am the reason for my struggles. I am the reason I'm going through what I'm going through. So Jesus rebuked the disciples in Mark 4:40 for a lack of faith because they lost their peace in the storm. But you notice Jesus didn't lose His peace. He was asleep in the back of the boat. The disciples were in a panic and much upset. Oh, what about you? How would you have been in the back of that boat? Would you have been okay? Would you have peace? If you do not have peace, you are not enjoying your life. Now I want you to really think about that today. If you're going through life and it seems like, you know, you are agitated or you're disturbed or you're going through situations or you're going through turmoil or you're going through situations you don't understand, Peace is really, and we're going to talk about this more in the week, but peace is really the umpire in your life. You know, the umpire in a baseball game is the one that calls you out or safe. He determines whether you stay on base or whether you get off of base. He determines whether you stay at bat or you go sit down with the third strike. So follow after peace, and you'll definitely enjoy life. Jesus left us a special peace, a peace that is there in the midst of the storm. So I want you to understand today that it's my desire for you to spend your days peacefully. Now remember, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You know, I lived a lot of my life in turmoil and still do at times. It seems I was upset about something most of the time. But I've learned from the Word of God how to live in peace. Life experiences have taught me that it is vain and useless to be in turmoil. It only produces more trouble. So I want you to know this is the beauty of grace.